When I was 4 or 5 years old and my brother was 6 or 7, he was my hero. I believed every word he said and followed him everywhere he'd let me. One day he found a baby robin, put it in a shoebox, and told me I was in charge of feeding it. He said it should stay in the dark when I wasn't feeding it so it wouldn't be scared, and he punched some holes in the cover to give it air. We kept the shoebox closed except when I came with some food. He told me the only thing robins ate were worms. At the time, I had pet worms, which of course I couldn't feed to the little guy, but Jimmy dug up some night crawlers that he put in another shoebox, and I managed to pretend that those squiggly guys didn't mind giving up their life for a baby robin. Every time I opened the shoebox to feed the little bird, its mouth popped open like a tiny jack-in-the-box. I dangled the worm closer and closer, and the moment I got it near the throat, the nestling would start swallowing, getting the whole thing down. It seemed to us that a big, juicy nightcrawler must be a huge meal for such a tiny bird. Jimmy thought it needed at least an hour or two to digest each meal. Between meals, we kept the robin in complete darkness in that closed-off shoebox. Being children, rather than robins, Jimmy and I had no way of knowing how much or what kinds of food a baby robin might really need or want in a single feeding, nor of how many feedings per day to give it. And it never occurred to us that it needed daylight and visual and auditory stimulation. Being human beings rather than robins, it seemed like our good intentions were all that were necessary to justify having kidnapped the robin from the wild in the first place. And it never, ever would have occurred to either of us that the poor thing might be suffering, much less suffering directly because of us. After a day or two, it stopped begging so strongly when I opened the box, and Jimmy said it must not be very hungry. Of course, it died soon after that. My mother said it was pretty much impossible for anyone to keep baby birds alive. I knew a lot more about nestling birds by the time I became a rehabber. Robins, of course, feed their young earthworms, but a great many insects and other small invertebrates as well, and even some fruits. Baby robins have evolved to thrive on the balanced diet real robin parents find for them. The nestlings need to be fed at least a few times every hour during daylight hours for the entire time they're at the nestling stage. The parents spend virtually all their waking time finding food and delivering it to the young, with brief interludes to deal with potential predators and territorial invaders and personal care. And baby robins are exposed to varying amounts of sunlight, too, which they need, as we do, to manufacture vitamin D, in their case, vitamin D3. Once the chicks fledge, even as their parents continue to feed them, they can hop and flit about, figuring out the big world and how they can find their own food in it. They learn how to negotiate life from observing their siblings as well as from their parents. The more birds I raised and the more I researched, the more I realized how very much I did not know. And the more I learned, the less confident I grew about raising baby birds, even as my success rate in rearing them to independence grew. Next time I'll talk about some issues revolving around feeding baby birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.